This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a, there have been better days. It's a little rainy out there. Doesn't matter. We're halfway through the week. It's hump day.
Hump day.
Have a great hump day, you people out there. All right, let's roll the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, shucks. Hold on.
Oh, no. What now?
I had everything ready, and then I went, oh, wait, but I don't have my sponsor. Let me grab it.
Have a great Wednesday, you mother.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows education must continue in a crisis. Supplies are running low everywhere, so the Fremont Bank Foundation gave nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. Students and teachers will have more access to personal protective equipment, technology, and so much more of what they need now, thanks to Fremont Bank. Right. I sure hope they're not. .net.
Yeah, I know. I just on there.
Did you look?
No.
Oh, geez.
Hold on, I'll look right now. I'm sure it's not coming.
Anyway, here's what's happening. I thought I'd start with this one since we were talking about pregnancy and babies and all that fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And no sex.
Right. Here's some fast facts for you.
Oh, all right.
Fast facts.
Love those.
Vlasic Pickles.
Delicious.
Uses a stork as a mascot because pregnant women are known to crave pickles.
Oh, that's so funny. I never put those two things together. The Vlasic stork. Stork is, he's absolutely a known thing.
Right.
Who knew?
And it's because, you know, the stereotype that pregnant women say, I need a pickle.
I need ice cream and pickles.
Right.
And also fried chicken. Maybe some
this
pizza.
This is a weird thing law to have on the books. It's illegal to own more than 6 sex toys in Texas.
They put a number on it? Like, you're not depraved until you've got to your 7th vibrator?
Apparently.
Maybe it's just a way of, like, that one's old. You should, get when you get a new one, you got to get rid of the old one.
Oh, so it's like a...
just forced
a way
retirement.
To keep you from hoarding?
Yeah. Or having... bad sex toys?
I don't know.
That one's gone bad. That one's past its date.
I don't know. It makes no sense to me, but
zero.
Okay.
Yeah. At least they let you have some. That's nice. Thanks, Texas.
Right.
By the way, everything's bigger in Texas. Let's not forget about that.
I have heard that. And you should also know that the women in Texas, they never say no.
How do you know?
It's a known thing.
Who knows that? You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Yeah, I know I know that. The women in Texas.
What? Where did you hear that? Don't give me two thumbs up. You don't know anything about Texas women.
Yes, I do. I just told you something about the women in Texas.
Well, so there's no Texas lady on your list. Let's add her.
You don't know. You know what?
I know all
I
this
want
stuff
you then. To find my list because you're the one
how
that lost
how could I
it.
Possibly? You
and
threw it away. You pulled it out of my folder
life
and got rid of it.
Because you can't be trusted to hold on to
you shouldn't
things.
Be worried about that. You obviously put that through a shredder at your house.
Why would I
Weasel.
Give you a list and then take it away?
You were sad that I kept adding to it.
No.
Like, this, I got to put a stop to this. I
that is
you.
Not true.
Please. I've known you for 25 years, Vin.
Yeah, and clearly you don't know me that well. And I know you. You had information, important detailed information about my private life that you lost.
That you stole out of you. I can't be accused of losing something you stole from me.
This is just your defense. I gave it to you.
It's weird that I never lost anything else in that folder ever.
Oh, really? Where's
that
folder
now? And all the things. It is at the station. I guarantee you I could find that folder if I needed to. And you know what's not in it? That list you gave me.
Right, because you lost it.
Because you took it out of the folder that you knew I kept it in and you saw where I put it.
The entire original Nintendo game Super Mario Brothers is on a 32 gigabyte cartridge.
What's a gigabyte?
The file size of the game is probably around a third of the file size of one photo today.
Oh my God. You're kidding me.
That picture of your chaunch or whatever you took a picture of?
I don't have a chaunch.
But
do
you
I?
Sure do wish you did, don't you?
Oh, it'd be great.
Right.
Just for a couple days, I'd
such
be
such envy. Anyway.
Oh, peeing standing up? That's a bonus, man.
What?
You heard me.
I didn't.
I'd get to pee standing up.
Oh, geez. That's not the reason.
So
you
much
want
easier.
One of these.
That is the only reason.
No, I still do it standing up, but since I've been home, you know, forever.
Yeah.
Man, I sit most times.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, just
so
cool.
Why stand when you can sit? But if I had to get out of a car, there would be no squatting. I wouldn't even have to wipe. I could just stand there with my chaunch and be like, look at me, bitches.
Get out of a car?
You know, when you're on a road trip somewhere and you got to go real bad, you don't have to find a horrible roadside gas station or squat behind a bush with cars going by on the highway behind you.
Yeah. I just saw that recently. A lady, like, sort of not blocked from the direction I was driving, but she was blocked from the other direction, and I just thought, I'm going to look away.
You can't be blocked from everything. That's nice of you.
You deserve some privacy. Well, I wasn't going to get to see anything. She was just, you know.
So you would have looked if you thought you'd get to see something.
Well, I always want to see.
You feel good about yourself that you, I looked away. I gave her a privacy.
I always want to see
because I couldn't see
that,
anything
yes.
anyway.
That being
too bad that lady doesn't have a chaunch because that makes it so much easier.
What? This conversation's getting weirder and weirder. I really do think steroid Sarah's back.
It seems like it doesn't.
Regular Sarah.
No basketball movie has ever made $100 million at the domestic box office. The closest is Space Jam, which made $90 million. White Men Can't Jump is second at $76 million. Apparently the recent... Ben Affleck movie that was about basket. Actually, it's about him being a drunk, which I didn't watch, but I heard it was good from someone in my house.
What's it called?
That's a basketball movie, and I guess it didn't make that much. Oh, well.
The only other one I can think of is Basketball Diaries. Oh, what about the dog one, the super dog?
It's called The Way Back.
The Way Back? I wonder what it made because it didn't even make the list.
Box office, $14.7 million.
Oof.
Boy, that sucks.
That's a bomb.
The budget
and that's
was
Batman. Everybody,
20,
like Batman.
21 million for the budget.
Batman bombed. All right. Well, anyway, let me move on. You know, I had told you this story, and I didn't tell you the finish because we started goofing off so much. The guy who got busted for the Ponzi scheme in up near Reading.
Right, who then got a submersible and I love that story.
He finally got out after 25 minutes and was arrested for wire fraud, mail fraud, money laundering, and witness tampering, and he's looking at 20 years. This is a guy who had brought in $35 million in a Ponzi scheme. I guess he's the head of a mega church up there in Northern California.
Of course he is.
Farther up in Northern California.
Can you
weirdly,
quit at 30 million and move
us,
to Mexico?
Tell me that where we are is actually Central California, like part of Central. Northern is the whole other top part that no one uses.
Right.
I don't know.
Nobody is. There's no one up there.
Right.
So we're about we're about as far north as you'd want to go. Sorry, Redding.
Yeah.
Nobody
Sorry,
wants to go up there. Chico!
Right. Oh, yeah, Chico. Anyway.
It's where we send our kids away.
Hey, I wanted to re-mention a couple things real quick, and then I'll get to the stories. First of all, There's been a question about what kind of immunity you get if you got coronavirus, and now a study is saying right here out of California that it could possibly last years, maybe even decades.
So you catch it once, that is the case, you're not getting it again.
It's going to make vaccinating against the virus much less intensive process, where one vaccine will last a long time, just like we deal with the flu, where you've got to go every year, and possibly it's a different strain. And I definitely got sick recently after having the flu shot.
Even though you had the flu shot, right? Well, they guessed which strain it'll be.
And also, the good news about Pfizer is continues to just be that they're going for approval for their vaccine and hope to have it available by the end of the year. So that is
that'd be so great. Can you imagine?
A really big deal.
That like, would be huge. Get it on.
So let's see. I have another lake story. This is another weird one.
Oh, lake stories.
There's a worker, a graveyard shift worker at Walmart who eats lunch at 2 a.m. and somehow became a superhero. A guy named Harry Ulmer is an overnight maintenance supervisor at Walmart in South Philly. He was taking his lunch break after 2 a.m. on Saturday when he heard a man screaming. The man in his 30s had fallen in the freezing Delaware River nearby and was trying to, while he was trying to take a selfie in the middle of the night.
At 2 a.m.
Well, people who've had drinks, you know.
Time for a selfie by the Delaware.
Anyway, he was yelling for help. Harry sprinted about 200 yards towards the pier, hopped the locked fence, then broke off 2 logs from a tree, tied a rope around him, and threw them into the guy.
Wow.
He also called 911 while the guy was held onto the improvised flotation device until more help came. The guy was treated for hypothermia at the hospital, but he's going to be okay.
Guy saved his life.
Yeah. And was smart enough not to jump in.
I need a hero. Yeah, never jump in. It's not. They're going to climb on top of you and drown you. Right. You got to throw him a stick. That's what he did.
You think if there was a pier there, there'd be a rescue donut there, but I guess not.
You would. Right. There should be. That should be the law. There should be 10 rescue donuts on every pier.
Like, you don't have a rescue donut, plastic cartridge thing to break open, you know, break in case of emergency and pull that thing out? All right.
It automatically, you know, just have some of those airplane flotation devices where you go pull on the front and then it pops up and you can blow
it. This story is for you, Sarah. An Indonesian coffin maker
has become
an instant millionaire after a $1.8 million space rock crashed through his roof.
Wow.
Josua Hudagulung, 33, was home when the football-sized meteorite smashed through his veranda at the edge of his living room. I'm going to show you the rock in a minute, but they say experts have said that the 4.5 billion-year-old space rock is one of the most significant meteorite finds ever, saying it could contain elements which give us clues to the origins of life.
Wow. Did you say how big is it?
It's about football sized. I'm going to show you a picture of it. It looks smaller than that in the picture, though, so I don't know. But let me show it to you.
Still, it made it through. That's incredible. Let's have a look at this. Oh, yeah, it does. You're right. It looks like half the size of a football, but it is actually quite straight. It doesn't just look like a regular old rock, which is sort of amazing because usually they're like, this is a meteor. I'm like, man, okay, sure it is. Or I found it in the parking lot. One of those, you know, look at that thing. Damn.
This guy has already sold the rock to a specialist collector, and now he has enough money to retire and build a new church in his village.
Oh.
I was working on a coffin near the street in front of my house when I heard the booming sound, and it made my house shake.
Damn, look at that.
It was
thing.
As if a tree had fallen on us. It was too hot to pick up, so my wife dug it out with a hoe. We took it inside. They say this guy's a dad of three and has pledged to use some of the money to build a church for his community, but he's also done building coffins. Have a good one.
An Indonesian coffin. I wonder if it's like all carved and cool looking.
I always wanted to have a daughter and hope this is a sign that I will be lucky enough now to have one. So,
oh, more
not
kids.
Done having kids either.
Let's
Good
have
for
some
him.
More. We've got money now.
Yeah. So anyway, he got crazy off. His phone blew up with crazy offers.
And what did he finally get for it?
$1.8 million.
That's great. Good for him.
Life-changing dough right there.
No doubt. And in Indonesia, I bet you $1.8 million goes a long way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm. Let's see here. I did the beard story. I don't want to do any. Hold on. Sorry.
It's okay. Take your time. It's hump day, Vinny.
What does that mean?
It's just prove that nothing matters. That's one of those days.
Okay. Sounds good. Oh, by the way, yeah. I did a bunch of coronavirus stories earlier, like, you know, the immunity one, and that this has been the worst year for sleep ever. I wanted to mention that New Orleans has already banned Mardi Gras parades for next year because of the pandemic. It looks like...
yeah, it makes sense.
Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, is working on rescheduling Carnival celebrations to next July.
Oh, boy.
But I don't even know if they're going to... I hope they can. I hope that works.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I'm looking forward to going to Bottle Rock and Outside Lands this coming year. So I hope they get to have theirs as well.
Yep.
Whatever, you know, your thing is. I hope you get to do it. Weddings in Ohio are now banned from having dancing, and people need to stay seated at all times due to the coronavirus. So,
okay,
I guess they can still have them. They just can't
have
dance.
Any fun at them.
That's too bad. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Hoosiers is a basketball movie from the 80s. What about that? I don't know. I'm just reading
it
fast facts.
It just didn't
facts.
Make a... You know, the thing is, too, $100 million movies, they're very run-of-the-mill these days. Like, it feels like every movie that... Well, pre-pandemic, it seemed like it was... It almost seemed easy to make $100 million. It used to be a big deal if a movie made $100 million. So I suppose, adjusted for inflation, some of those might have actually made, like Space Jam, $90 million in the 90s or whenever that was. Maybe that would have been a $100 million movie.
408, you're right here. You're me. I'm you, 408. Why would you send this text? I'm going to skip that one forever. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'm like, what are you doing? What is wrong with you? You're supposed to be my people. Forget it. I'm not reading it. Sarah, you should buy a female urination device. I was checking them out on Amazon when COVID hit, so I wouldn't have to use public restrooms.
I've used a few. Mm-hmm. The problem is now you got a thing that's covered in pee in your hand, you know. They need flushable ones.
Well, you could rinse it off somewhere.
Yeah, but the problem is now I'm holding this thing and I still got to wipe and get my pants up. And, you know, I mean, honestly, it's easier to just hover and have both hands free. I got to say, they're not what they're cracked up to be.
Can't you just blow on it?
Nope.
No, you can't.
I mean, you can. It's not going to dry it off, though. It's got pee all over it.
Ew. Well, I wasn't talking about the unit. I was talking about the other area, but that won't work there either, huh?
No, no. We need to... There needs to be some dabbing.
Oh, okay. Like,
we need to get the moisture off of there. Yeah, like that. We gotta, go to the elbow.
Bryn did the...
Cam Newton. Dab.
Let's see here. Check out the project base. Oh, you know what I meant to mention? You should do this story tomorrow. And then I'll do the rest of the text on the other side of these because I'm out of time. Dolly Parton's being thanked by Moderna for her $1 million investment in the COVID studies they did. Did you see that?
Yeah, that she, you know, she don't. Well, I wonder if she bought like part of the company because she's
I don't know,
all,
but
she's
they
like
are thanking
they're
her.
Like,
they're everyone. Saying Dolly Parton's $1 million investment.
Put us over the top.
Made it possible for us to get this thing done. Anyway, all right.
So story done.
Good
story,
Dolly.
Nice job, Dolly. Unfortunately, she didn't work the same magic on Olive, but...
Oh, crunch.
Maybe if she'd given $1 million, it would have helped.
Right. Man. Anyway, we'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these messages. Thank you.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.